Distorted View Daily proudly presents the morning sounds of Cheryl Murkowski.
Good morning. This is little Cheryl Murkowski, coming to you live from my boudoir. How do you like that? You like this little girl voice? Does it make your digger hard? Makes my digger hard. Oh, I don't have a dog. Makes my clear it work. Work. No! Now, Nadine, mouth. Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye, darling. Diane, start to D. My tail, start to D. MSTM.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, September 17th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, an elderly smackdown, plus radical fairies, and my mom is a bearded hermaphrodite. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you guys to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you. Got some audio, some stuff to read, got some news, maybe some beautiful creamy shit.
And I'd be like putting my lubed up tits under your dick, and I'd be like rubbing them. Uh-huh. And then I'd like lube my cum, and then what I would do after I do that is take my lubed up hands from my cum, and I would like rub your dick with it, and like, and I would stroke you so hard until you come, okay. Until you come multiple times.
You're trying too hard.
I've actually done that before, and I really loved it.
Sounds very good. Your lubed up tits. I've got a great comment thread from Facebook. Brandon posted an update. Damage control complete. And I'm officially moving out of the J house. So if anyone wants my spot, they can have it. I have had it with you assholes. And then a bunch of friends wanted to know what the hell was going on. Tim replied, what? Zach also replied, lighten up, you had it coming. This must be a member of the J House. You pull shit all the time, and plus, we cleared things up with your folks. Allison asks, what did you guys do this time? Drew says, it can't be worse than the dog shit in the microwave. Brandon replied, yeah, it was worse. I won't go into it, but Bryce, who is a member of the J House, explains it all to us. Bryce says, I will. It was fucking brilliant, and I'm proud to have been a part. Brandon put a bunch of crickets in my car last week, so we got them back. Brandon's parents came in this morning at 9 a.m. Uh-oh. We went out for Tax B-Day last night, and B got super fucked up. He was going on and on about getting up early, so while he was out, Zach set his alarm back 2 hours. And while he was passed out last night, we left his laptop open with gay porn going and surrounded with a bottle of lotion and a bunch of crusty tissues. His parents showed up on time, and he was still passed out on the bed. It was amazing. Pics coming soon! And then Brandon replies, my mom started crying. Yes, Windows 3.1. Ta-da, indeed. DV listener Sue from Maine has sent me a video of Katrina Coffin. Ugh. Yes, Katrina Coffin is a real-life vampire in her fruity little mind. Take it away, Katrina. No. That's Katrina in the waves. This is a different one. This is emo Katrina. It's Katrina in the pains.
I consider myself a vampire.
Oh, well, then she's a vampire, then. If she considers herself a vampire, you can consider yourself anything. I consider myself an Autobot. Look at me, motherfucker. I'm a robot in disguise.
I consider myself a vampire. My friends consider me to be a vampire.
Okay, you're not a vampire, and your friends are stupid.
I'm nocturnal. I do have a casket that I...
So am I. I do my program late at night, sleep during the day. I mean, it's nothing that out of the ordinary.
I'm nocturnal. I do have a casket that I sleep in.
That's a little weird.
We're in my 68 Cadillac hearse at the moment. I also happen to be the president and founder of the Los Angeles Hearse Society.
Riding along in my automobile.
I have a European coffin in the back of my car that came from Italy, and I have a skeleton in there.
Did that come as a set or something?
Yeah, I've been a vampire all my life. When I was a child, and my friends would fall and cut themselves, I'd take blood from their wound, and it evolved into...
See, that's an example of bad parenting. If you see your child sucking another kid's wounds, you know, you punish them. You stop that behavior.
A thing where, when I became a teenager, I'd have friends who would let me cut them with a razor blade, or, you know, X-Acto knife or whatever, and take their blood.
Very trusting friends.
And they became my donors. And no, I don't refer to them as victims. They're donors because they have to be consenting adults.
See, you're not a vampire. You're a very polite vampire. All right.
Not even...
Oh, this is the neighbor speaking.
Not even in my most wildest dreams did I ever think I would live next door to a vampire.
Yes, all my friends and neighbors know. It's nothing I hide.
When you drive around in a hearse with a coffin containing a skeleton, and you dress like fucking Morticia, it's kind of hard to hide that. I mean, everything's pretty much out in the open. Here she is talking about her donors.
And I take blood from them. And I take it directly from the wound, because blood cools and coagulates very quickly.
Yeah.
And once it's hit the air and cooled off,
you want
I don't
fresh.
Enjoy it anymore. So...
Fresh perks.
It has to be fresh, warm, flowing, living blood.
I have told some of my friends. Well, they think it's weird. They think I should get out immediately.
Oh, this is another neighbor.
I have told some of my friends. Well, they think it's weird. They think I should get out immediately.
Every single neighbor being interviewed is watering their lawns. Weird. Kind of sounds like she's taking a piss, doesn't it?
And they think that my life's in danger.
I was telling her a story about when I had someone with me that we had seen interview with the vampire.
Wait, is there an ice cream truck in the background?
So I was telling her a story about when I had someone with me that we had seen interview with the vampire, and I was trying to keep myself off of this person, so I got some raw liver, heated it up in the microwave to about
Jesus.
Room temperature, or body temperature, actually.
Body temperature.
And yeah, about body temperature, and ate it, so I didn't have the urge to cut into this person that I was sitting with.
Jesus.
Or you get some rare steak. That's always good, and it's still bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid friend. So there you go, that's a real-life vampire. Haley's Comet sent me something, Rococulus, a new product. He said, this makes eye dosers look like a fucking MRI scan. It's called the Valky. It's a bright light headset. So far, so good, right? But it's not used for listening to music. Yeah, this product really does look like a Walkman with little earbuds. But there's no sound coming through the earbuds. There's light. Light shining to your brain. All right. Yes, it's not used for listening to music. It's used for bright light therapy. It channels bright light to where it's needed the most, the brain. Your brain is sick and tired of being in the dark, and Valky is here to help. In our clinical test, approximately 9 patients out of 10 experienced total relief of symptoms, which is a revolutionary result. Just 8 to 12 minutes a day is enough. So you have to shine a light through your ear hole into your brain for about 10 minutes a day. First of all, I'm very concerned about the safety of this product. Have you ever used an Easy Bake Oven? Using just a bulb, it cooks food. I'm afraid this product will cook your brain, man. Second of all, what could this product possibly help you with? Well, this is a new way to prevent and treat seasonal affective disorder. You know, people who get the case of the grumpies or the sads when, the temperature drops and winter comes and everything's gray and gross out. Reduced exposure to light affects all of us. Symptoms are ranging from mood swings to the more serious seasonal affective disorder. They're talking about, they're alluding to suicide, but they can't say that. The Velky bright, here's the thing. Even when it's in the middle of summer, light does not reach your ear. The sun does not shine through to your brain. You know what I mean? Why can't you just look at light? Wouldn't that be more effective than shining a flashlight in your ear? Apparently not. I guess I am stupid because there's a section here on the website. Bright light is needed in the brain, not in the eyes. The brain has photosensitive areas that react differently to the lack of light, resulting in depression and mood conditions. These areas can be cured with bright light. Surprisingly, our eyes are not the most effective route to deliver light to the brain. The ear canal, where the skull is at its thinnest, is the most effective route to direct light where it's needed. How much would you pay for this product? Or how much would I have to pay you to use it? Actually, this thing is $170. That's all it'll cost you to have some bright light blown into your ear and some hot smoke blown up your asshole. So there you go. That's the Valky. Finally, before we get into the news today, Zach from Florida sent me an interesting porno clip where a girl shoves peppers in her asshole and then shits them out. Shit it out! She's moaning. The pepper is apparently very pleasurable in her butthole. It's gonna drop out here. Listen very closely. She just gave birth to a bouncing green bell pepper. On one hand, the audio is a little disappointing because, you know, there's no fart that accompanies the shitting out of the pepper. But on the other hand, you can really tell how much that fucking thing weighs when it drops. Let's listen to it again in slow motion here. See, hear that? Damn. Whoa! And then she does it again. There we go. And of course, let's listen to it in slow-mo. All right, let's. Okay, one more. She does it again. Oh, it's a different kind of pepper. Oh, Jesus. Quite a thump. And one more time in slow motion. Slow motion. Here we go, come on. All right, there you go. Some peppers being pooped out. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Sideshow, which is Distorted View's member site, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's the best way to help support this program. Plus, you get great stuff. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Yesterday was an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended program, and this weekend I have some stuff planned for you as well. Now, a bunch of people have asked me when I'm going to be doing another Distorted View in 2 video. And for those of you who don't know, I've posted a new video on my Distorted View Show, all one word, account on YouTube. And, of course, I'll put a link to that on the show notes again. I want to do it regularly, but I'm only going to do them if people watch them. You know what I mean? Like, right now I have 660 views. BFD, right? Those are chicken shit numbers. So you've got to watch the video, share it with your friends, send it along. And, you know, when I get 1,000 or 2,000 views or something, I'll do another one. And that's not even a lot of views, quite frankly. There are videos of people just wiping their asses that get 100,000 hits or something. Cockulous. I did want to say thanks to everyone who's subscribing via iTunes and leaving comments and rating us. You're doing great stuff. Distorted View is now featured on the podcast homepage on iTunes under the Strange and Odd section that they have set up this week. Distorted View is also under the What's Hot in the comedy section. And, you know, we're in the top podcasts. Thank you to everyone who has been helping us out, and hello to all of our new listeners. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, got a case of elderly abuse here. A New Jersey woman placed a camera in the room of her 91-year-old mother so that family members could see her, but what was caught on camera has shocked the family and led to an arrest. The footage shows a home health aide beating the 91-year-old woman who suffers from Alzheimer's disease. The great thing is, the old lady won't remember any of the beatings. Every single time the aide comes into the room, the woman is just so happy. Oh, I've got a visitor! Shut up, you old cunt! Eat your goddamn oatmeal! I'm gonna force it down your goddamn throat! Eat it! Eat it! I made it for you, so you have to eat it all!
Oh, I've got a visitor! How nice!
That's pretty much how that went down. The distorted view, insensitive reenactment. Ding! The footage shows a home health aide beating the crap out of a 91-year-old woman who suffers from Alzheimer's. The health aide, 52-year-old Carmen Pereira, was... I cannot pronounce names. Pereira. I don't know. Was charged with aggravated assault and other charges related to what was captured on the video footage, said Mike Post. Pronounce that. A detective from the Jersey City Police Department. In the footage, the aide is seen tending to the elderly woman, you know, doing her job, forcefully brushing her teeth, or putting her in bed by picking her up and slamming her down. That's right, apparently Ric Flair has picked up a few shifts taking care of this woman.
Woo!
So stupid. Which a lot of my younger listeners don't know who Ric Flair is. Oh my god.
Woo!
So old already.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! All right, enough. A little tribute there to the Nature Boy. Back to the story here, which has nothing to do with wrestling or Ric Flair. The video also shows the aide repeatedly slapping the woman and yanking her hair. Pereira was arrested on September 2nd. Along with aggravated assault, she faces charges of endangering the welfare of an elderly person. Is that a real charge? I don't agree with that. And neglect of an incompetent person. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Woo! I have no idea how many of you out there in my listening audience were adopted, whose parents, for whatever reason, didn't love you enough to keep you, or there was something physically or just something unappealing about you. It really turned them off, and they just put you up for adoption. Like, we don't want this thing around. I can't stand the sight of it anymore. Get it out of my vision. So they shipped you away to an orphanage or something. I don't know exactly how adoptions work anymore. But anyways, it's understandable as you get older to wonder who your real parents really are. And a lot of you, I'm guessing, who have been adopted, search out and look for your birth parents. I hope this next story shows you that not all reunions end happily. Richard Loring was adopted, and he set out to find his birth mother, and she turned out to be the last thing he ever imagined. A sideshow bearded lady. Ta-da! The 33-year-old Kansas man had always been curious about his birth parents, but with a wife and two young daughters, he was busy making a life of his own. After a recent back injury led to multiple medical exams and many questions about his family medical history, he decided it was time to start digging. His search began this past spring when he filed a request with the Kansas Department of Social and Rehabilitation Services to find his biological parents. 6 weeks later, he received a letter from the department saying it had identified his mother, Vivian Wheeler, now 62. Well, that sounds like a nice name. Beautiful lady. It also informed him that both his mother and maternal grandmother had hypertrichosis or something. That's known as werewolf syndrome. Each had facial hair, even as children. The letter further stated that his mother, in addition to be a freak of nature because she has hair growing everywhere, was also born a hermaphrodite with both male and female reproductive organs. Wheeler's facial fuzz had appeared at birth with an inch and a half of light hair covering her cheeks and chin. She says her mom wanted a daughter, and doctors were instructed to remove the male parts. Right? Wheeler claimed her father was humiliated by his bearded little girl, but it didn't prevent him from capitalizing on her condition. She began working in sideshows at an early age, earning money to send home to her family. Between tours, she would return home and reach for a razor. Quote, "My dad said to shave because people wouldn't understand why I had facial hair. This is what you'll have to do to fit into society. Wheeler stopped shaving her beard entirely in 1990, shortly after the death of her mother. I let it grow back to be myself. Without my beard, I'm not me. I'm pretending to be someone I'm not. Since then, her beard has grown to 11 inches in length, leading to appearances in Ripley's Believe It or Not and the Guinness World Records book. According to Wheeler, doctors examining her said she has a male bone structure, with half her hormones being male. Doctors thought it would be impossible for her to give birth, but she became pregnant, and baby Richard was delivered by cesarean section in 1977. Apparently what happened here is this bearded lady loved her son, but the man that fucked her silly took the kid away from her, and she was very distraught over the whole situation, but never called authorities, which is kind of weird. But anyways, she desperately wanted her son back. The mental toll it took on her caused her to collapse on stage during one of her sideshow performances. After the nervous breakdown, she says doctors recommended she stop thinking about her son or, quote, I'd lose my mind completely. So I did. Career comes first. There's just one more piece of recoculousness to this story. Since their meeting, Lorenc and Wheeler have spoken every few weeks and plan to see each other again soon. Wheeler hopes their next meeting will be on Maury. She's hoping that Maury Povich will help her obtain a DNA test to prove Lorenc is her son. Why the hell wouldn't Maury help them? That's a ratings bonanza right there. A bearded lady and her son needing a DNA test? Come on! All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, boy. This one's going to get me. Quote, mainstream gays have always regarded the euphemism fairy as stigmatic, says Paul Singleton. Many men find it countermands their idea of masculinity, which is far from actual reality. Uh-huh. Singleton is a member of the Radical Fairies, an alternative gay men's movement started in 1979 by pioneer gay activist Harry Hay. That's how he wants his last name pronounced. Harry Hay. And dedicated to the spiritual exploration of gay culture and identity. This is not The Onion, is it? I just have to check. He is one of about 15 locally based fairies, a few of whom gather together every Saturday for coffee, tea, and communion. We are the nature people, the lavender tribe of the rainbow family, in harmony with the principles of peace, justice, freedom, sustainable culture. What the fuck is this, like 1967? And the sacredness of Earth. We love ceremonies, focusing on group spirit and oneness. That's alluding to sex, I think. And we like to be pretty, says Stephen Haynes. I shit you not, that is a direct quote. Another member of the DFW Radical Fairy community. Hey! Who died in 2002, originally patterned the Radical Fairies after the women's separatist group of the 1970s and limited membership to men. But in more than 30 years of existence, the Radical Fairies have evolved, albeit gradually and with difficulty, towards embracing a more sexually diverse membership. Some Radical Fairy groups accept people of all genders and orientations, with the idea that anyone who identifies as a fairy is one. Certainly true. However, many older members still require gatherings to be male-only, and the issue of inclusion continues to be controversial. While not the most visible of groups in the Dallas spiritual landscape, the highly individualistic Radical Fairies do participate in festivals and celebrations. Oh, fairies love a good celebration. Such as Witches' Night Out and Winter Solstice Celebration. It's a solstice party! Her name is Jade! I went to her station!
We had a party! Solstice party!
Well, she said that was about the moon. It was the longest.
Yeah, it's about the moon because they only believe in the moon and the gods and the this and the that.
Jade was not like that.
Her name is Jade. I went to her station. Her kids don't go to church or believe in God. I did with her kids!
Oh, the crazy Christian. I miss her. Finishing up with the story here, by identifying themselves as fairies, members reclaim a word that has been used against gays, and while not radical in the sense of being extremists, they get the root of things, in this case, who they are as gay people. All right. Spirituality is having a renaissance, Singleton observes. People are sick of fan clubs and are looking within to find themselves.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Radical fairy. There's a difference. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaks one last time this week.
Hey, Timmy, this is your listener, Puppy, here.
Hi, Puppy.
Well, I was listening to your fucking Tanga thing the other day.
Tanga?
And the truth is that Tanga's actually been up for quite some time, but Tanga's not actually the fucking future.
The sex toy, the disposable sex toys, yes.
Sure.
The Tanga Tango, or whatever the fuck it's called.
The best one is called the Libra.
Ooh.
By the Fun Factory. That one is fucking sick. You put it on your dick. It literally has like 100 different fucking variation of vibrations. And you just fucking sit there and it literally makes you come without even having like a fucking stroke it or anything.
Can you purchase that on Adam and Eve? You should really look it up because you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK. That's FREAK. Just enter that coupon code at checkout. You'll get free shipping, 50% off your item, plus 3 free DVDs and a special gift. I am a fucking whore.
Also, the Tangas are all fucking disposable, which is total fucking bullshit. It's rimmed with like a $12 condom.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Also, if you really want to fucking go big, there's an $850 one called the Venus.
See, I do like the idea of not having to clean stuff up, you know, clean it up if I jizz in it. But they should have like some sort of insert, like disposable inserts.
$2,000 for men.
Bag or something.
Which is essentially just like strokes your damn cock for you.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
And can make you come while you're flaccid. So
what?
Yeah, dude, fucking masturbation tech player.
The future of masturbation is here!
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Hi, Surly.
I'm doing a re-messaging from one of the lost messages of last week.
I'm sorry about that.
Unfortunately, I was very angry last week when I called in, and I don't think I can quite muster up that level of emotion. But
damn it!
Had to do with the whole diabetic piss into whiskey, and then
right.
One of your callers left
the
a message.
The Gilpin family whiskey or whatever. You know, like, this guy was using the urine from his diabetic family members to make whiskey, all right, or something, because the diabetic piss is sugary.
Having to do with maybe the maple syrup pee people making whiskey, and
sure.
You kind of were on board with that. Fuckwits. They don't piss maple syrup. Their piss kind of smells like maple syrup.
Oh.
Not like there's a sugar content there. You can't make alcohol from it. It just smells kind of like that. No whiskey. No whiskey for you.
I need to look up this. I've gotten a couple of voicemails about this maple syrup piss. I need to learn more about it.
Libby, put my head between your thighs, Libby, and make me scream jiggoo.
Libby.
You're going to make me a star.
I want to fuck you while you put on the recording of the Manhattan Transfer.
Hi, Tim. This is Sparklefire. I'm an elf,
nice.
And I represent the entire elf community.
Uh-oh.
We're very upset with you.
Of course you are.
You really need to stop playing that so-called elf expert on your program. Number one, we are all vegans, and that includes all dairy products.
What's interesting, your voice sounds very low.
That includes all dairy
for
products.
For a nature person.
That we would appreciate milk is quite offensive to us. And number two, we are very sensitive to sugars. I'm type 2 diabetic, and frankly, type 2 diabetes is rampant in the elf community.
Elves can get diabetes?
In the case that we would appreciate honey. Is just a slap in the face to all of us.
This guy's trying to kill you. That's what he's trying to do.
Timothy James Henson. This is Sir Rivas calling in.
Hi, Sir Rivas.
Apparently, people are calling in about you reading Sextastic Tuesday stories repeatedly, and it's not like a distorted, classique edition. And what the fuck are they complaining about? Why don't
they're complaining about that I'm an idiot and I don't even recognize when I reread things that I've, brought up before.
Productive with this, with their calling and be like, hey, you already read it before, but hey, I like the way you read it this time, or you read it better the last time, or
yeah.
I don't know, maybe
I wonder when I read it, whatever story was most recent that I reread, did I do it better this time, or was it better the first time?
Jigoo, Timmy Boo, you jiggly little jigaboo. What the fuck is up, sir? It's back from Florida. It's official. I want to move to the UK. I want to move to Great Britain, sir, because after that story, I have realized Britain is where they have all the hot chicks, all the skinny guys with little dicks, not meaning Groundskeeper Willie. He seems like a cool guy. They have all the great fucking beer, and they have a bunch of ways to piss off the elderly. So how can you go wrong, sir?
Yeah.
Just a little.
I need to take a trip to the UK. Got a lot of freaks over there.
See, Tim, it's inadequate.
I just had a I know when you're a freak moment.
All right. Hit me, baby.
Wing was on South Park, Jagu, Chicken Nuggets, Bob Barker. Bum, bum, ba, dum,
bum. All right. Thank you, I guess.
Hey, Tim. Andrew here. I recently just moved to Toronto, which I'm sure you know where that is.
Yes,
and
I know where that is.
I was on the train today, and I heard some people talking. They were crazy Christians, but they scared the hell out of me one of them referred to herself as a God warrior. I'm serious.
Wow.
And they started talking about the blast zone and how they were safe from radiation and how we're not going to be able to get fresh meat anytime soon. So if you read a story about a crazy Canadian Christian cult, I think I just met them.
Okay.
Also, please put up the 2009 archives.
I did!
Hey, Timmy Boo, what man Henson, underage listener Alex from California. First off, I hoped you liked the Crazy Pigeon Lady clip that I sent in, because I thought that was pretty great.
Oh, yes.
That's not what I was calling about, because I have a story about a dog getting high in a class at my school. So there was this girl sitting with a like training seeing eye dog, and there's a guy in front of her, and he pulls out a brownie, and the dog hops up and eats it. So the guy starts freaking out, like, oh my god, dog ate my brownie. And she says, oh, don't worry, I'll just buy you another one. And he says, no, you don't understand, that was a special brownie, my girlfriend made it, and there's pot in it. So shortly thereafter, the dog is just like barely functioning and just kind of like sliding around.
Well, dogs aren't supposed to eat chocolate either.
Banging into things, just kind of like, you know, barely being able to move or do anything. And, you know, when it tries to wag its tail, the tail's just kind of like limply sliding across the ground. When it tries to lie down, its head just kind of like falls over and slumps to one side.
It was hilarious. The dog will be okay, though.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. And I'm having a hard time just because I miss Corey so much. I loved Butt Fudge Sunday. No end. It was always like my Monday morning treat, you know. I got a bonus DV and a Blood Fudge Sunday. And I think I'm so disappointed because I was so excited that whenever he started posting that you were going to build like a badass network channel of Distorted View type humor, like him and you and Sharon Murkowski and who else, you know, fucking Lady Raptastic or something. And seeing that kind of...
Did I ever say
disappear,
that?
Just, I don't know. It just kind of got me a little down. A little down.
I'm sorry.
But
blame Corey,
I mean, I'm sure, you know, the Sideshow membership is well secure. I'll never camp.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Sideshow has always been for the extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. And then Corey came along and wanted to do a show. And I, of course, loved his work. And so he did an amazing job with that. And I hope in the future he'll continue to do stuff. And who knows, if I run across another great talent that wants to help out with the Sideshow, you might see, you know, new stuff like that popping up. I don't know. Who knows what the future holds? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
So we had a party, Solstice party.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Also, subscribe via iTunes. Leave us a comment. Rate us. All that good stuff. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are Sideshow freaks, I will be back this weekend with more. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Better of our poor drain on down your cunt.